Man.
How dumb was that?
I'm like, okay.
This is the After Party with Big Party and Molly, where we overshare for entertainment and call it healing. Welcome to the After Party.
It's the After Party out every stinking Tuesday. Yeah, we tackle a lot of different things that we don't reach on the... it's a different show, put it that way, than the Big Party show. But thanks for all your support. Continue to spread the word. Yeah, you can subscribe. What I'd like to do is build our Instagram page. We'd love to build that. Yeah. So if you can head over there and just follow it, there'll be advantages to doing that later, because we do give away a lot of things and a lot of good things. And who knows, it could be a trip coming up. I have no idea, but it could be happening. So we'll get to No Dumb Questions today. And also we have a daily download from a party crasher that sent this in. Did you see the latest news real quick, Molly, about Costco? They had some breaking news.
I mean, it was that press release came into the newsroom, and I think we did a breaking news segment. We were like, hold on a minute. Yeah. I get it. Peace talks. But honestly, Costco.
How dumb was that? It's like, it's all over the news. It's everywhere. It's on the scrolls. It's CNN. It's like, the headlines are breaking news. Costco's iconic $1.50 hot dog combo debuts new change for the first time in decades.
Dun, dun, dun. You're thinking, what? Fries? Chips? What do I get now? Ice cream?
Oh, the option now. They say that you have another option when it comes to the retailer's iconic $1.50 hot dog and soda combo. It's called water.
Water. Man.
How dumb was that?
I'm like, okay. I think it's just to bring back the fact that they have $1.50. for their hot dog.
Well, plus, I'm sure they'll save tons of money. I mean, it's the bottled water.
Yeah, I think it's like 25 cents from the vending machine at Costco. I kid you not.
Yes. And then they have, I mean, I'm sure those pop machines have a little water, you know, they all have a water thing on it. Maybe they don't. I don't know. But I thought that was dumb, to be honest with you.
Water. What? No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, Sam's Club, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Take that, Sam's Club. What's next?
What are you going to do, Sam's Club? And also Kellogg's. I know it's food stuff, but Kellogg's is bringing back the toys. Talk about going back in time. Yes, they're going to do it. I think it's because of some of these movies that are coming out. But
there's a lot of crossover.
It's been more than a decade. It's been more than a decade.
Has it really been that long?
Yes.
It's like treats in there?
Yeah. Do you remember that? Because that'd be the first thing that you would do. We would
put your hand down in there. You're like, stop touching all the cereal.
That's me and my brother. You open it up, and then you're digging around for it is what you're doing to get a hold of the whatever the toy was.
They're like, gross. You're touching all of it. Sick.
And my brother, being bigger than me, he was the one that always got what he got, you know. And it was always a bummer when you get to the whatever and you realize there's no toy in there and you got to eat this. We didn't do a lot of food. We didn't do a lot of sugary food, breakfast, cereal. Yeah,
my mom was good like that.
Was she really?
Oh my God, I still like my comfort food. Like if I want to go like comfort food breakfast. Like just feeling down and you just want a little pick me up to remind you of happier times.
Yeah.
Cocoa Pebbles.
Oh.
Cocoa Pebbles. I could eat a box of that. Just delicious. Just a splash of milk because you want them to stay crunchy, but you also want to get that chocolate milk at the end. Not a lot of milk, just some. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I remember in college, my other comfort food, and this is a good one, and I haven't had this in a while, and maybe I should go and torture the children. SpaghettiOs and meatballs
Ooh.
That you eat with potato chips.
Oh.
So you get SpaghettiOs and meatballs because it's really sweet. There's the Chef Boyardee or whatever that brand is. It's not Chef Boyardee. It's Frenchco or whatever.
Yeah.
It's sweet. It's really sweet. So then when you dip the potato chip in it, you get this salt burst. And oh my God, that was another one in college. Like I'd be like, I miss home. SpaghettiOs and meatballs with potato chips.
That is a combo. I mean, I like to eat potato salad and use chips.
Oh, okay.
I love that. That's just fantastic together. I've never thought of doing spaghetti. I like that Chef Boyardee or whatever brand mm-hmm. it is. I like that stuff. I got raviolis not long ago, probably within the last year. And it wasn't like we remember it to be.
No.
It never is.
No. No, it's a real letdown.
Yeah.
Let me just be clear. I do it once a decade, and then I remember why it had been 10 years, because it took me 10 years to forget the disappointment.
Yes. It's like the McRib in a lot of ways.
Yes.
You know, that's exactly what it's like.
A restaurant in Chicago came out with a high-end version of SpaghettiOs and meatballs.
Oh,
and I want to try it. Like, it's like some nice Italian restaurant, and they're like, we made SpaghettiOs and meatballs. It looks so good. It was on the news the other day. I was like, what?
Really?
How do I get that? Yeah, it's a brand called Void, like as in V-O-I-D, Void. And it comes in a can, and it looks delicious. I mean, it's like gourmet SpaghettiOs and meatballs. And I need to figure out where to get those, because that has resurfaced my love of SpaghettiOs and meatballs. And I'm like, maybe I wouldn't even need potato chips with that, though. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, you want to have the chips.
Yeah, I want the crunch. You want
to go all the way back. God, mm-hmm. I'm surprised more restaurants haven't brought that back. There should be a restaurant called Back in the Day or something, you know, that's a domain.
Retro restaurant.
Yeah, where retro it's restaurant.
Like stuff like that, where it's like they make their own version of Chef Boyardee ravioli. So it's just enough to remind you of what ravioli is like, but it tastes good.
Yeah, like Dinty Moore. You can do all of that stuff. Oh. You know, call it Dinty Poor. I don't know.
It's basically what you are. And you're like eating that. You're like, I could have made stew, but it's so expensive. Yeah. It is.
I don't even know the last time I had cereal, Molly. I don't go down that aisle because there's nothing ever down there that aisle for me. I mean, it's amazing mm-hmm. that they have a dedicated aisle for that. But like I said, I never, ever go. But sometimes it does cross my mind. Maybe I should grab some cereal that I haven't had in forever as a kid. Yeah. Like I used to eat sometimes. I mean, mostly it was brand stuff.
Okay.
Like, you know, like Corn Flakes, because the reason why is my dad loved Corn Flakes and stuff like that, and Rice Krispies. So we had to eat what they were eating.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part. But then there was moments, like, I think the worst I've ever had is those shredded wheat.
Oh, I love shredded wheat.
You do? Those little cubes?
Frosted shredded wheat? Oh. Yeah, I eat those just out of the box.
They won't even give us the frosted. We just had without the frosted, oh, so you had to dump a ton of sugar on it.
No. Yes. Yeah, no, that's basically just eating cardboard. Yes, no, I like the frosted. And when they get the blueberry, they come out with this special one in the fall where it's pumpkin spice shredded wheat. Okay. I could eat that stuff like seriously till I get sick. Like, I'm like, I think I've eaten too much of shredded wheat. Your body's like, how much fiber do you need? I'm like, a lot, apparently.
As much as I can get.
My stomach is just hurting trying to break that all down.
We did Life cereal. That was always, you know, Mikey
what
died.
What is Life cereal? Is it like a cornflake? What is
it's,
it?
It's like the shredded wheat type thing, but it's not. I think now. It's been so long. But it's delicious is what it is. And remember Mikey likes it? Well, then, mm-hmm. My name's Mike. So I was like, Mikey likes it. And then there was that whole rumor when I was a kid that Mikey drank pop and space rocks at the same time and his body exploded and he died. I don't even know if that's true or not.
It's not. It isn't. Is that true? No.
Yeah, it's not true. So that I did remember that. But that was actually one of my favorite cereals. I liked it. But I'm gonna go. I'm gonna give me the, like you talked about on Friday, that Mexican pizza, and I'm gonna double down with some sugar. Do you want to see the video?
Yes.
This is probably the strangest video on the internet, sent by a party crasher. I just titled it Animal Care. So enjoy.
Hello. We're here today to learn how to give your opossum a proper massage.
What?
If you've been concerned about your opossum's flexibility and structural well-being, it's time to learn about proper opossum massage. Hopefully, one day you'll be able to find possum massage body pillows at any local feed and tack store. Stretch the animal out on a table, and then shake out the stress. Shake it out. Push and fan.
What?
Push and fan. Always mold your hands to the shape of the body. Lubricate the tail from the base to the tip. From the base to the tip. And slow, steady strokes. You know, one mistake that people often make when massaging an opossum is to throw off the energy. Don't do that.
No.
I had to stop.
Poor animal.
I had to stop it.
AI, you're like, is that real or is that AI? Which, I mean, at this point, who cares? But that woman really. Wow.
Couldn't
get me that close to an opossum.
There's no way.
They're like, hey, you want to do this? We've got this industrial video you just got hired to do. I'd be like, sweet. Uh-huh. What is it? What am I doing? They're like, you're massaging an opossum. I'm like, next.
There's no way. I see them. You know, they're always in my yard on the fence. The dogs, you know.
Creepy.
Yeah, they kind of are gross. I don't know if it's their tail. It's everything about them. But I didn't realize, I guess their fur is super, super soft.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think they're good for being in the yard, because I think they eat bugs and all that stuff.
And I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It seems like they would be
I don't know what they eat.
Rodent patrol. You know, I mean, they're their own rodent. But
yes.
It seems like in the hierarchy, like if there was an opossum in your yard, like rats would be like, stay out of that one. It's already claimed by opossum.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just remember they hiss.
They hiss. They
yeah.
And their teeth are close super to them, sharp. Like, their teeth would look like razor sharp.
They're rodents.
Yeah, they are rodents. We have ones that are just giant. All right, so they like a lot of stuff. They eat insects, other rodents, fruits, vegetables, eggs, and dead animals.
Okay.
I mean, they commonly eat snails, slugs, worms, berries, fallen fruit, all that fun stuff. And bird seed and garbage. So they clean up the nature.
I found a snail the other day.
Where did you find a snail? Those are creepy.
On my back porch. He was so cute.
You should name him.
Well, he's gone now. I mean, it was like it was raining and he came out and I was like, dude, I almost stepped on you. And then I took a picture, so I will show you the picture of the little snail that was living right.
You took a picture. Mm-hmm. She's going to show it to me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that little thing.
He's a tiny little guy.
If you're missing
this, just to let you know, I have a new niece.
A new niece? What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Yep, I've got a new niece.
In the family?
Her name is Echo, and
Echo.
She's a gecko.
Oh, she's a gecko. Why are you calling it a niece?
Because just like Murray is their nephew.
Okay.
This is Echo the Gecko is my niece. No, that's my nephew Conroy.
Okay, Conroy.
But he and Declan look a lot alike.
If you're not watching on YouTube, you can go to the channel and subscribe and get to see these wonderful things.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Echo the Gecko. I can't wait to meet her.
Echo
She's adorable.
The Gecko. All right. Mm-hmm. We got to hit some no dumb questions. You ready for that?
Yes.
All right.
No
here we go.
No dumb questions.
All right, this comes from Jamie. And you can enter your no dumb questions at bpscrasher@gmail.com. You can also do it via text 402-915-0962. How should you handle, or how do we handle, we don't have to handle these things right now, a coworker who keeps eating your food?
Oh.
And it says, it's not just my food, it's everyone's food. It's like they're snacking on everyone's food or eating the whole thing. Yeah.
That is a violation of trust and the sanctity of the shared fridge.
Yes, I would agree.
You can't, especially it's like, if it's marked, shame on you. If you had to go into a lunchbox, like I have a lunchbox that I keep and like I'll put it in the fridge.
Not like I'm going to school lunchbox, like one of those.
Yeah, like it's my daughter's old lunchbox.
The metal one?
No, they're vinyl now or,
okay, I
see. You know what I'm saying, canvas or whatever. I put it in there. Now, if somebody were to go in, take it out, unzip it, and be like, huh, look at this, leftover enchiladas, delicious.
Ooh.
I would be like, you're a monster. Like, you had to, like, really do some homework to get in there.
Uh-huh.
We do have a situation at work where someone is helping themselves to somebody else's creamer.
Oh, that's hard, Molly. What does the creamer owner say?
Stop using my creamer. Like I just bought this and now it's like almost empty. Like people are just using this creamer like it's a shared creamer and it's not.
It's not everyone. It's everyone, not just one person that you know of, or is it you?
This is one guy that I know that I work with.
Okay.
He brings creamer for his coffee. It's a specific kind of creamer. And he keeps it in the drawer. It's like super hidden. It's not like out for general use. And somebody knows where it's at and is using it. And it's a conversation in the newsroom.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. We've had conversations about it.
Is it you, Molly?
I drink my coffee black.
Okay.
And if I were to take some of his cream, I would ask him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be like, I forgot my creamer. Can I have some of yours? I promise, like, I'll buy it next time or what have you. Because we've sort of built up this camaraderie as the morning crew, because we're all there super early. We live a different lifestyle than everybody else on shift. It's sort of, you know, so you kind of have your own. And I have fostered this, like, let's bring in shared treats. And so there is a little bit more like camaraderie amongst the morning crew.
Okay.
So that being said, if I did cream my coffee, I feel like I could go to him and say, hey, can I use a splash of creamer? I forgot it, but I'll bring it in tomorrow. That kind of thing.
I have a solution.
But just helping yourself to what is obviously not yours. Because the thing is that there is office creamer and it's not that.
Okay.
Like they have like those little creamer, like the little guys, the individual packets.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was wondering. I was going to ask. That's my next question. Is it those, or is it literally a jar that he had, bottle that he had bought?
It's little guys. So there's no chance that like, it's like, what? I thought it was it's like, no, it's right there on the counter. Like there's cream here and it's not this cream.
Is it a special cream or something?
I don't know. It's not, all I know is that it's his and it's not everybody else's. So,
and again,
hands off.
It's not his creamer is the little ones.
No,
that's the station one.
He's got like, the little ones are the station ones.
Okay.
His is like a pint. You know what I mean? Like he brings in like it's like a milk container of his creamer.
Why doesn't he just put, like, this is what he should do. He should get some, open it up. And let it, and just leave it outside or in on the counter, whatever the case is. Let it get, you know, funky. And then take it in. Put a little mark on the underneath to say, I mean, it's obviously spoiled. Don't put that because the person might see that. But let that person spend the rest of the day sitting on a toilet.
Oh my God. That is so something you would do. Like, you would absolutely go that extra mile.
I think it's illegal.
And even though you are so frugal when it comes to grocery shopping and using everything, you would spend that extra money for that extra cream deal just to get somebody.
Absolutely, I would. All right, so you got that. So they have questions. What do they do? All right, she's like, do we let it go or just bring extra? I don't know. I haven't done. One time, I was working at a place, and a friend of mine, he brought like fried chicken.
Okay. Right?
And it was in like one of those styrofoam deals. Mm-hmm. And then one time I decided to mess with him. So I went to the restroom before our break. It was a telemarketing place. Uh-huh. And I ran in the break room and I took bites, like big bites, out of his chicken. I put it back, and on the box, I wrote, "Thanks for the chicken," and I misspelled it wrong. And then I went back to work. He came back. I thought he was going to blast the whole building. He was so upset. I didn't say anything.
How would you? You would burn the sky if somebody did that to your stuff.
I don't know if I would, because I'd just be in shock that somebody actually did that.
You'd be. I don't. You would get, like, if this had happened at the station, you would have broken breaking news and just eviscerated. Oh, whatever employee had done that and be like,
you mean on the radio? Absolutely. On the microphone? Yes, I would. But I wouldn't. I don't know what I would do for sure if I caught that person. So I don't think you should go with A, let it go and just bring extra.
No, absolutely
not. That person needs
not.
To know you can't do that. You got to bring your own stuff. You're not their parent. You're not their partner. You're none of that. B, leave a note and call them out. I think you should do that. You can just leave a note on top of whatever food they're taking. Everybody's food. It says that they're snacking on everyone's food.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so leave a note and call them out, the person in general.
Yeah, I think the first line of defense is you put a note on the fridge, you know. People, this is a shared fridge, but this is not shared food.
Yeah.
You know, just be respectful of people bringing in their own stuff. If you're going to take something out of the fridge, it's something that you put in the fridge.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that would be my first line of defense. And if that didn't work, that's when we start doing some Nancy Drew work and we figure out who this son of a gun is. Yes. And then we rain terror from the sky. See, this is the thing. There are some offices, they've got cameras.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is go to.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. And go back and be like, well, there it is. There's so-and-so just moseying on up to. So keep in mind that you may be being watched. So there is a good possibility that there is photographic evidence of you being a little snack thief. And it takes is somebody going over to, you know, HR and just saying, like, pull the tape. Somebody ate my lunch today. Somebody went into that fridge today and ate my lunch, and we'll be able to see who it is.
Well, that's number three. See, just go to HR like a civilized adult. I don't know. I feel like you're going to HR. You're just becoming that person. I mean, that's what HR is for.
What do you mean that person? Somebody's eating your food. You are working,
I like
being. And you're like, you know what? I'm starving. Okay, I'm going to take a break. Like, for me, by the time I get to my food, I'm starving. I've pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. I usually eat 5 hours into an 8 hour shift. And keep in mind that I get up at 2:30. So the last time I ate was probably 5:30 the night before. So if I'm finally eating at 9 a.m.,
it's gone.
Like 16 hours. If I go and all of a sudden the granola bar and the banana and the apples and all the other stuff that I brought is gone, first I'll just start crying.
Step one.
Step one, sob. I'm so hungry. Oh, my God. And then rage. Just rage.
What are the steps Ooh. Of, what are these Ooh. Steps of, what do you call it when you're
Grief.
Sad? Yeah.
Shock.
What do you call it?
Yeah. Somebody ate it. Denial. No, they didn't. Maybe I just forgot it. Maybe I didn't bring it in. Anger. Son of a gun. Then finally, the acceptance and sad. No. Bargaining. Come on. Bring it back. It's not too late.
Number D. And that's not a number. It's a letter. I know this. Don't message us. Set a trap. That's what we've been talking about. She's like, we're talking spicy, weird, unforgettable. But she says, but right now we're leaning towards revenge lunch and it might get out of hand. Go revenge. Make it hot. Make it. Don't do spoiled stuff because someone can get sick and now you're going to be in HR for that. But it's nothing wrong with putting some, I don't know, the hottest pepper in the world. Get some of those peppers and
ghost peppers
and put them in there. Stuff like that. Like if
you'll find
chips,
out real fast.
Yes.
Who it is.
If you have Doritos and they're eating that or peanuts, we'll just say that. Get some cayenne pepper and sprinkle all that in there. You like spicy stuff. Go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it. She's heard of stories like decoy meals, spicy setups, or special ingredients payback. What would you do? I think we told you.
Yeah. We're not above being bottom feeder petty.
I haven't had anyone do that. Like I said before, that I recall, except for when I played that prank on my buddy. That was it. So, yeah.
I was really nervous the first time I put something in the fridge.
Okay.
Just because, you know, you hope everybody, like, you don't know.
You don't
because
know.
Because we're in our own little neck of the woods, but there's a whole big office out there that of people that, you know, I don't know. And so you can't speak to their character. And you don't know, like, is there a thief among us?
You
is
never
there,
know.
Like, a, is there a dirty lunch thief? You don't know.
If you could get away with it, like I went and checked out Wylene's. She gave me a tour of her work.
Mm-hmm.
Her office moved, and she opened up the fridge. There was a fridge there, and she opened it up. She said, "I have some protein drinks down there." You know, just kind of showed me stuff. Mm-hmm. We have a fun relationship.
Yeah, she's like, "Let me show you my treats." You're like, "Okay." You guys, like
when we went to Sam's Club for the very first time. When we first met and started dating, mm-hmm. and she would walk down like I'd never been there before. I don't think I've ever been to that one. And she'd be like, this is where I get my detergent. Next aisle, this is where I get my chips. Next aisle that we'd walk by, this is where I get this.
This is while you were
story.
Dating?
We just started dating, I think. And I was like, this girl's adorable. She's shown me everywhere where she gets stuff at Sam's Club.
The fact that you went to Sam's Club with her, I would have been like, busy.
She knew what I liked.
Mm-hmm.
She knew what I liked.
She's like, the way to this man's heart.
Yeah.
Bargain deal food. Yes. He's like, this is the sexiest thing I think I've ever seen.
She opened up that fridge and showed me where her little protein drinks, her snacks were. And I saw, first thing I saw was there was a Casey's pizza box in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it did cross my mind. I'm like, pizza?
Monster. Just so bad.
There's like snacks everywhere. I'm like, there's snacks everywhere. Look at this big old jar of M&Ms and this and that. And I left without a snack. I did not take a snack.
Yeah, you don't work there. So it's probably good. It's for employees.
Oh, yes. Do you want one more? Then we're going to call it quits. Or do
yeah,
we
let's
want
do
hit...
one more.
All right. Here's a guy. This is a good one. This is from Marty. What's the dumbest bill you've probably still overpaying every month? God, I keep getting a phone call from AT&T and I can't tell what they want. And their message is the same thing, Molly. We're calling you because we've noticed you're paying too much. Give us a call. I'm like, wait a minute. You're calling me to tell me I'm paying too much?
Mm.
Since when do you fix that. So I haven't called him back. I'm just standing. I'm like, no, it's a trick. You want me to call so you can upgrade me somehow, some way.
No, somewhere. I would call, but I would call the number that's on your bill, not whatever rando number they're leaving on your message.
Yeah.
You know, like I would try to, in case it's some sort of phishing scheme, I would call the number that's actually on the bill.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even know what to do with that. But what's the worst bill? Oh, God. I mean, I overpay for, I feel like, everything. I don't
even
know.
You want to hear a fun one? Speaking of AT&T. So we've been going through bills and kind of, you know, just sort of consolidating things when we can. And we realized that we have been paying for a landline that doesn't exist.
Whoa. Your landline doesn't work? I've never called you on it.
And we don't even know when it stopped working. Like we the phone's plugged in and we're like, yeah, it never rings because it's a landline. Why we have a landline, don't even get me started. We had it because of the kids.
Okay.
And in case of emergency, you know, they didn't have cell phones, that kind of thing. Whatever. And then just kept it. And then the other day we're like, oh my God. Like, how long have we been paying for something that doesn't exist?
Oh, no.
I mean, it's nominal. It's something like $5 or $10 a month. Like, it's not – they make it so cheap to have a landline if you've got everything else through them. They're like, throw on an extra $10, maybe $5 to $12. I'm not even sure. So it wasn't like $50 a month we've been out for whatever. But, I mean, obviously, like, $10 a month
it adds up.
I mean,
yes.
Oh yeah. I was like, oops.
God, that's funny you say that. People, these kids and I think adults are doing, you know, we talked about, you know, what is that? Nothing maxing,
mm-hmm.
Getting off your phone. How are you doing with that real quick? Good.
I'm doing well.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. But I saw that they're taking a month, like a month off of it, and they're switching their smartphones to flip phones. Just to get off the internet, and they're even introducing themselves back to landlines.
Okay.
Back to landlines.
I mean, all these numbers. I miss the good landline.
So do I.
Hanging out. We had a princess phone.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Okay.
Just sitting there. One of my favorite stories about telephones is my sister babysat for some family. I don't know anything about them. It was obviously a million years ago. And they were under surveillance. Nobody knew, obviously, because they were being surveilled. And they had their phones tapped. And I just laughed so hard because, you know, this was junior high landline time. What these guys must have had to listen to as my sister's babysitting. Yeah. So then, like, I said, and then he said, and then it was like, what? I mean, just hours of teenage girl talk. These poor guys.
Had red eyes.
Like, probably like, oh my God. I think one of two things. Either they wanted to claw their own eyes out, or I like to think that they got invested. Oh. That there was like a part of them that they're like, oh, like, seriously, I don't know. Apparently Sally totally likes this guy, but like he is just, and then Amy came up out of nowhere and just like scooped him up. I'm waiting to hear what ends up happening. They were supposed to have a showdown at school today.
God, they were getting, oh my God, tapped lines, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
And I'm just thinking, what are these guys listening to in the van down the street?
Oh God.
Like just...
I just imagine bloodshot eyes just sitting there listening.
Oh, this girl, ever, shut up. Oh no, they're adding somebody to the line.
Yes. All right, so we're going to roll out of here. Tomorrow is another podcast. It's the Big Party Show podcast. Stuff we haven't hit on yet, which I think we should. First of all, Harry Styles and Zoe, there's an engagement. We'll dip into that a little bit, I think. And then also there's something Ed Sheeran is out right now. I'll just say it. He has shingles.
Oh.
Poor guy.
Brutal.
Yeah, so that's some A-list stuff, amongst other things we're going to chat about as well. But all right, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a safe day. Thanks for listening, and do yourself good.